Oh shit. Oh shit. It's going off now.
Welcome to Highway Motherfucking Diary. Woo-woo. I'm your host, Eric Motherfucking Hollenbach. With me as always, a guest. Who is it? It's Ian Longway.
Ian Motherfucking Longway.
Motherfucking ass eating. Cock sucking up in each other's butts. Your Facebook status is blowing up. Now, what is going on? Because there, you know, when someone updates their relationship status on Facebook, that's big news. That's hey, parents, hey, cousins, aunts, uncles.
It comes up on everybody's news feed. It's all of a sudden news.
All of a sudden, you're in a Batman costume, and it's attached to
I'm in the Robin costume.
Right. Yes. And it's attached to a relationship status of domestic partners with the Batman guy.
Yeah.
Called Matt. What's his name?
DiStefano.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, that is him. I was feeling, you know, like I did my comical duty for the day to fuck with him. And then I got a comment from, it was like my aunt's really good friend, and she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
And then she was asking me, like I think she was hoping that I was gay, so right. She could be like, we're on the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like and 31 like, now,
oh,
right?
Is that true? Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, oh, I'm 31, and I'm coming out.
Yeah, so I felt kind of bad that I let her on. But it's all a lie. Unless you really want to believe it.
What?
I mean, I like to keep the mystery alive for all the men that want to sleep with me.
Because it was on the Facebook feed, you know, and then I made the comment on the Facebook stream like, look, you're the Robin. Normally the Robin is like the receiver, but then you're like much bigger than Matt.
That doesn't mean that I can't receive, Eric. Don't stereotype big Robins, okay? No missing ones.
We were in a thing called Theater of the Deranged.
Yes, this is true.
We hosted
together
segments for a short film anthology, which I can update you on, is now pretty much done.
It's good.
And so
It's in the can.
So I think a month from now, I can get you a copy in some kind.
Yes.
And, you know, hopefully we'll hold the screening.
Yeah, I'm happy for all the screen time you got me.
There's a lot of good
stuff for reels on there, you know.
Uh-huh.
Got a little bit of the asshole, a little bit of the non-asshole, you know.
You have a lot of characters, and also, you know, I want to talk about something else I saw.
Facebook.
Yep.
Okay.
You were in a film called Pretty Little Victim. Speaking of the old reel of Ian Longway.
Yeah.
Now, was it hard playing like a straight guy who is a serial killer?
It was harder being the straight part.
Because as we saw in your Facebook status.
Yeah. It's just so easy. I just tried to make it.
Did you shove my lighter up your butt? I lost my lighter.
All right. I gave that to you.
All right, whatever.
Okay. Back to Pretty Little Victim.
You played a straight guy.
Straight guy, serial killer.
Was that a stretch for you? I know you hear that a lot.
No comment. I say that a lot.
Now we know who the top is.
I mean, like, you know, when you're playing anybody, you got to play it like, I guess, a normal person. Or that person would play themselves as normal. So it was more of just...
Listen, I'm sorry, audience. I got to stop getting my guests high. I'm sorry. This guy's rambling.
I don't know what the question is.
I'm asking you about your goddamn Pretty Little... Or whatever the short film... Pretty Little Victim. You play a straight guy who's a serial killer.
Yeah?
So what's then... there's all kinds of twists.
Yeah.
So tell me about, you know, how did you get involved in that project? You know, what do you think about it? What's going on?
Okay, so I was at an Oktoberfest, right? Stay with me here. This all connects, okay?
Connecting the dots, people.
And I met this girl there. I won the German dancing competition that they had.
Shut the fuck
up. I swear to God. All
right.
And she, and before we did these competitions, I noticed there was a little bit of looks being exchanged, right?
Here we go.
She was the winner of the sausage eating competition. No fucking joke. which she was very good at. And so I, after that, you know, everybody
her technique was just swallowing.
Pretty much. She had to do it with no hands, too, which was even more impressive. So after people were dancing, and I still noticed some looks, and I just went over to her and I said, hey, so I think the thing is here is we have to have a winner's dance. So we should probably go dance right now.
Smooth.
And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. One of the few times. So then...
There's only one way to make it in Hollywood, people.
Sucking dick or sucking dick.
Sucking wieners in a German outfit. Praising the Nazi or overlords who run Hollywood. Go on.
He put it out there. He called them out.
Connecting those dots.
Nazis. Those fucking Nazis.
So you were sucking their tranny dick sausages and the lederhosen.
I became the
after the dance.
The sausage eating competition. So we became friends, and she actually goes to film school and pretty much got me in her student film, her last student film. And that's what that is.
Okay, yeah, so. Her other student film, yeah. The one that you the need other, a credit card to access.
Are there? Do you need credit cards for student films now? I always forget.
The ones on the site she's posting on.
Oh, like teen student. Okay, yeah, you shouldn't have
this is what I want to say. I want to confront you with some evidence.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm looking at your Facebook feed.
So much evidence already.
Hold on. I'm good on that for a sec. I've been looking. I've been preparing for this interview.
Should I put it here?
Yeah. Is there some left? If it's dead, put it in the left. If there's some left, then they're in the right.
I mean...
There's two with a little bit left.
I don't think there's
much. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's do this.
June... the Facebook feed of Ian Longway.
Oh, God.
June 12th, 2012.
Oh, God. This is going to be so bad.
Would like everyone to congratulate me for my 1-year anniversary from quitting OkCupid. I've been enjoying my free time. I've actually taken up browsing females' pictures and profiles in real life, i.e. their faces, their personality. It's a slow process to recovery. Okay.
Yeah.
June 22nd, 2012. I'm not single. I'm in a long-standing relationship with fun and freedom. 1 year later, June 20th, 2013, you announced a domestic partnership with Matt, and there's a picture of you in a Robin costume.
Yeah, which was not this last one, but the one before, Halloween, West Hollywood. Of course.
I'd also like to point
out... Only because of the good parade.
In our personal friendship... 2 years ago, you told me a story about getting a blowjob from a Mexican girl whose family was in the Mexican mafia.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I did get threatened, yes.
So, what happened?
With which part?
You are talking about being straight... On OkCupid, you're talking about, I'm just single in a long-standing relationship with freedom. The plot thickens. You're free. You don't want to be held down to any
You
got to
come up with your own assumptions.
I'm just saying.
I mean, if...
there's a lot of evidence out there.
Yeah.
Particularly you in a Batman costume with a Facebook
reading.
I like
sprinkling evidence. There's also evidence of me being straight on there. Two, by the way.
Reports.
I like that you only took 3 posts.
And one personal
the
story.
6 years.
And the short film, you played a straight man. More evidence.
That,
you play a very ambiguous person on the Damien Shadows web series.
Yeah, very good. Ambiguous person. I'm not being biased at all. Right. Yeah. So there's actually another one where I played a very, very flamboyant evil villain.
The plot thickens.
Which that was one. That one, there's actually a video on, like, in my videos.
Do you need a credit card?
You could have checked that out. No, that one is for free. That one was all you. Oh, man, you should have looked in the videos. We could have played that right now.
What videos?
What are you on my Facebook.
You're like,
it's basically me.
Look at the videos.
In a robe with a donut in my mouth.
What's
and
the
a
name
scarf,
of the video?
And I go, and it's just, you know, it's just silly. It's just a silly gay thing that I do.
Because you're a walrus? A walrus is a pretty flamboyant animal. They're just kind of like lounging around like, Roro, give me things.
Oh, know? Man, I saw a badass walrus today. Online.
In Coney Island, I saw
whistling
a walrus masturbate in Coney Island Zoo.
You saw this?
Because it would show off. Because it was a male walrus. It was alone. And then people would come by. And then kids would like tap on the glass. And then it like looked at the kids. And then its penis would just inflate. And then it inflated to its, like, lower feet, and it was jerking itself off with its lower feet. Then it kept inflating. He was jerking it off with his bigger feet, too. And then
like
it kept inflating.
It.
He started sucking himself off.
No way. It got that
big? It was, like, ridiculous.
And you're just, like,
he wasn't even bending his neck. He can't bend his neck that much because he's a fucking walrus. So it was, like, a fucking...
It was up to his mouth.
Dude, I'm thinking if that went in a walrus bitch, that thing would, like...
Come out of her mouth.
Jesus Christ. If he gets it up to his mouth, wouldn't he just, like, hollow her out?
With animals, like they don't need, they don't even need to have pleasure. They're just there to disperse. Like, he doesn't even need to get it all the way in. He's just like, oh, done.
Oh,
they never get it that much, you know?
Do you think that inside her walrus vagina, there's, like, little triggers that, like, or, like, like spikes, where it's like, hey, you better come at this level or I'm going to spike you if you get any deeper. Because you can't, you know, I'm not going to let you kill me with your dick. It has to evolve.
It's like, calm it down, buddy.
Yeah.
Why don't you half that thing up a bit and then we can play, or else you're getting the spikes.
Lots of evidence.
Actually, here's some more evidence. That reminds me of when... the internet first came out, like when I was in high school, or at least for me.
Of the closet, on Facebook.
At least when I first discovered the,
you take your seatbelt
the internet.
Off.
I don't know why I'm on this in the seatbelt.
Yeah.
You got me high. That's a
problem
here.
I don't know what you're talking about. Allegations. Allegations.
So, you can cut that out. Yeah.
I could.
Well, now it's just a thing. There was one of the first websites that I ever went to via my friend telling me it's hilarious. It was called manatee love.com, and it was like a guide of where to go to find female manatees, like coves, and how to pleasure a female manatee.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God. I remember one of the quotes from it saying, there's so many nerve sensors and so many ways for the female manatee to orgasm that it made a woman's vagina just like it's nothing.
Yeah. If you
power in my dolphin vagina.
Yeah, you know what? A human vagina is like an iPhone, okay? A whale vagina is like the Google headquarters.
Yeah.
Okay, you can plug yourself into different
places. That's where
you
get into the network.
In Tokyo, once you really
like
get up
Matrix.
There and you just start hitting all the buttons of a, you know, of a manatee.
That's how the ocean
clitoris
became an ocean.
You can symphonize, you know, the whole ocean, like the food chains and stuff, just like, because her coming, like, sends ripples through the...
That's true.
An organ.
And that tells all the other whales and manatees and dolphins to come get it.
And also, they always say, oh, bestiality is cruel because you can't get consent from an animal. So that's why bestiality is illegal.
Well, if they're there, they're giving consent.
If they're coming like a fucking freight train,
that's consent
there's your consent, people. You know what I mean? Exactly. And I'm so sick of these.
All these politicians, man, trying to keep laws against it. It's ridiculous.
Trying to keep, like, red tape between me and
one
some horse
step at
cock.
A time. One step at a time.
Get the fuck out of here, politicians.
It's on the internet, so it's obviously okay.
Yeah.
Like, they took 2 girls, 1 cup off the internet. Can't find that anymore.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Speaking of getting skewered, have you ever seen that picture of, or that movie of that guy from Washington getting raped to death by a horse cock?
No, I missed that one.
They made a documentary about it.
Holy
and,
shit.
Yeah. No, he was just some crazy guy who, and in Seattle, there was this scene where they were fucking each other with a horse, and then it went bad one time, and the guy, you know, I saw the video. Like,
was it pretty horrifying?
Oh my god, it was great.
It was seeing a guy getting rammed by
a horse. You just see like the horse, it's not sexual at all. It's just like, what in the fuck are these people doing?
Like, it's bizarre.
But he's like, just like chained to a wall, and then the horse is like a very powerful animal. And the horse grabbed the guy, right, his front hooks got in the guy's shoulders, and then he gave him a full thrust. And it was just, and then you hear the guy going, oh, God, oh, yeah, like that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a tragedy, but you can't blame the horse. You can't blame the, I mean, who do you sue?
I mean, you put yourself in certain situations, and you hope for the best. And that time, the best did not happen.
You know, there's amateurs in the bestiality game. Some people can play a manatee's clitoris like a fucking grand piano, like Mozart or Beethoven.
And I'm sure there's been a couple of manatees that were like, no, not there.
And then they show them the way. And it's just like, you know, you're in Fern Gully, and you're like going to chop down the woods in Fern Gully, and then all of a sudden a little nymph, like, shrinks
rapes
you down, and then you learn the nymph life, and then you get, you know, and then you get raped by a nymph.
Okay.
Or like, you know, an avatar. You're like some guy who's like, oh, I'm going to get this unobtainium, and then you come into, the forest wilderness, you know what I mean?
Well, that was basically the same movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they get raped by the horse cock
Avatar
in a shed.
Gully.
And it's filmed really kind of crummily.
Man.
You're talking about horse rape.
I am talking about it.
You are.
I was talking about
you're also
manatee love.
A child. You do child birthdays.
I do. Yes, this is true.
Pretend time. Or Adventure Time. You've been on Telemundo
Adventure
before.
Time.
Adventure Time? Is that what it's called?
No, but that is an awesome show.
What's it called?
Twinkle Time.
Twinkle Time. Sorry, man.
Much worse.
So in Twinkle Time, you've been on Telemundo.
Yeah.
You've been on bilingual shows.
Yeah.
Are you bilingual, and have you ever been way over your head in Spanish when you're performing Twinkle Time?
There are a couple of songs in that have Spanish versions.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's in English. You know, the webisode, what we've been doing with the shows is like have like a Spanish phrase, you know, to learn. And when we do those like the couple of television appearances on like Telemundo and Azteca America, they were speaking all Spanish, and I had no idea what was it. All I know was like, they're like, go here, okay, we're gonna dance soon, all right, cool. Awesome, okay, good. but the main girl, Twinkle, she does all of the
talking.
Yeah.
So when the news
she
people
knows
when news people come up, then you know she handles it.
That's exactly right.
That's great. Let's talk some Monkey Butler.
Let's do it.
So we met a long time ago, 3 years ago or something, in some Monkey Butler.
I remember the day well.
How's that going? You know, there's some new blood coming in and out. It's kind of getting shaken up.
You know.
I saw a picture that Sam Manuel came back. Is that true?
Yeah, I love playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
good classes. What was the question originally?
Just how's it going? How's Monkey Brother going since I've been gone?
Pretty good.
I've been gone, how's Monkey Brother been going?
Okay.
I got another questions. For this one. Please answer. Oh, how are you doing? Monkey Butler.
All right. So, Monkey Butler, level 4. The barrel, keeping it real, doing, have you ever done the movie form?
Cut two, set in, time.
Fade.
All time dash.
Place.
2 weeks later.
Protagonist.
Approaches. Dusty, gone, cut, yeah. Insert.
Credits, rolling, goofy credits. Yeah.
Fade out. Applause.
And then gets 8% on Rotten Tomatoes. so we're doing that now. Monkey Butler's going on a break, as we were talking about before, for the month of July.
There's this little summer hiatus.
Time, yeah.
Look, we cannot give you free shows 24.
Come on, guys. You're getting it for free.
7.
And then they do the winter break. Gotta have the winter break.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, very good. I don't know if you heard that someone left.
Who?
One of your good buddies.
Who left? Someone Ian left? Fettergreen. They stormed off in a huff?
Wasn't like that. As far
Ian
as
Fettergreen
I know.
Left the Monkey Barrel. Monkey Butler is the barrel.
He's no longer there.
Did he send an email, or how did his retirement, how did his exit go?
It was sudden. It was sad to see him go.
Was there a conversation that happened?
I haven't even seen him since then. That's the sad part. Can't even get any information.
Yeah.
From the guy.
What's his Facebook?
I know it was between him and our teacher. What's his Facebook?
Who's our teacher?
Mr. David Maganoff.
Mm-hmm.
Mr.
So they had a closed door meeting.
I'm pretty sure,
and he said,
they weren't in a room.
They weren't in a room.
I have no idea.
They had a closed attic.
I don't know if they would have taken the drive.
Basement.
For the meeting. Yeah. Maybe skip via Skype. I don't know.
Email.
Via satellite.
An email was sent. And it said, listen. Unlikely. No one likes you. Get to go. Look,
that was Ian Fettergreen's letter to David.
Yeah, with a sassy pose going, I'm out. Listen, Ian Fettergreen, I've sent you a message on Facebook. Please be on this podcast. I want to talk to you about some things. We've had some
heated debates
in the past. We've been rivals at some parts.
Yep.
One time I may have called you my mortal enemy, of which I will hope to slay one day in a violent and brutal way.
But isn't it awesome that you guys are both from Jersey?
Yeah.
Like,
we both have a 908, so it's like, hey, look, I'm the fucking Jersey asshole in this fucking room.
There can only be so many.
There can only be one 908 in this fucking Monkey Butler. It's our big egos, and we get, I just want to get my point in. I just want to get my point in. And then we say something really mean.
I think that's where it gets construed. Is when, emotions are are torn.
Yeah.
And other things are torn, too.
Let's talk about his sexuality. Sometimes, when we're trying to warm up, we'd be
Did
like...
Did you get any evidence for his... Or this is the evidence. When
May,
we warm up.
May 13th, 2011. Before a show at the downtown location.
Mm.
We were trying to warm up. Ian Fettergreen, nonstop singing show tunes. We would, in between, go, okay, let's play Zip Zap Zop. The minute is over and zop. And I was feeling. And he just starts singing again show tunes.
I think I remember that.
Like he knew, and it was like something was from the Aristocats. Some was from the, Oklahoma. Some was from this. Some was a little spicy. Some was
a little
wicked.
Spicy.
I don't want to be like...
Had to throw in a lame
come on. I'm, yeah. and like the ballad where like the busty chick is talking about sucking cock. And it's like, all right, like I know.
Whoa.
You like musicals?
Which musical is this?
Les Mis.
Oh, wait.
I'm thinking of Les Jis. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I saw that.
Oh, man.
Okay,
I gotta see this one then. The busting you're talking about.
What I'm saying is, some people have had accusations, you know, that he was maybe gay. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is, you're leading the way. You're like, put it on Facebook, Ian Fettergreen. Make it official.
Please. Get in that domestic partnership.
Be
already
on this podcast, Ian Fettergreen. Because, look, we had an email exchange one time. One time, we had a little email exchange. I would just like to read the email exchange
and then
bury the hatchet.
Both give your...
We each have a speech and a debate. And then we kiss
rebuttals
for 5 minutes.
And that's in the middle. And then you have to have the awkward conversation afterwards.
I like full disclosure. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm confronting... We're friends. I'm confronting you with evidence.
Yes, yes. You got to know the facts sometimes, you know? As a friend.
Sometimes
you have to
like,
haven't seen each other in a while.
I know.
You gotta
see something on Facebook and go, what the fuck?
What is going on right
now? I don't have a guest. Let me call someone. Let me print out some evidence. And
now we've got something to talk about.
Whiteboard eye mask. So, okay, there's a eye mask with a whiteboard. Say you're going to take a nap. And you want instructions for other people if you're going to take a nap. Like, you're on a plane, and you, like, write on the whiteboard on the front of the eye mask.
Do
like,
not
wake for
discern.
Snack. Wake for snack. Or, you know, wake upon arrival. Or, hey, how about HJ when we reach 30,000 feet? Draw eyeballs that are all, red and bloodshot.
You know what I would do is I would... When they were sleeping, is erase their message, just draw a penis.
There's
nothing for a big penis.
Yeah.
On them, yeah. Oh, wake up at penis 30.
You just made me remember something. I remember high school one time, a friend of mine walked in and just dicks were just drawn all over his face in Sharpie.
Oh, he fell asleep at some
party. And it was fresh.
Oh, man.
No, what he told me was terrifying. He says a bunch of seniors got him on the first period. They had gym, first period. And they just cornered him, and they held him down, and they fucking drew dicks and wrote, I like cum, and fucking...
Oh, my.
You
on
know,
him?
Just drew dicks that are spunking all over his face. And they go, let me tell you something. I don't care what the teachers say, and I don't care what time frame they give you. If you wipe this off by the end of the day, we're going to kick your ass.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so brutal.
Jeez.
And that's how it was. That's why only 1908 can be in fucking Monkey Butler. Let me tell you something. It's a tough town.
Were you both 908s, too? Are there... There's...
That was a 908, yeah.
Yeah? Wow. How did you guys not go to the same high school?
He was just, like, two over.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you missed each other. So
I know.
So close.
Florida. You're from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. What's going on with Florida? Why are you
I
here?
Love these questions. These statement. You're from Florida.
How is it? Is it racist? Is it homophobic? Oh, is anyone from Florida going, look, I'm going to send you a care package in the mail. It's going to be go not be gay anymore pills.
You know, they always... amaze me at the way that they can just keep the title of the biggest dick state in America.
Is
that
it?
That
yeah.
I gave them originally, yeah.
You
know the new law now?
What?
It has to do with some of our people. Basically.
Improvisers.
Exactly. It is a third degree felony... If you get caught with any kind of pipe, bong, you know, any little
lighter,
bubbler, anything.
Vaporizer.
Like even a corn cob pipe, like people would use for tobacco.
Yeah.
Anything like that, if you get caught the second time, you're a third degree felon.
Jesus.
The governor, Rick Scott, put that law into effect.
Yeah.
Yep. So
anonymous.
Because you're not there.
Go after Rick Scott.
Yeah, that's a little, that's going backwards.
How many times has he fucked a kitten? On Find Instagram. Out. Connect Find the dots. Bring him down.
I mean, it's not going to matter anyways. Fucking everybody knows about the NSA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing happened. Do you hear what happened today? I can't remember his name, but some guy that was investigating it.
Yeah.
Oh, suddenly he was in a car crash.
Yeah.
Today.
Internet companies. Verizon has been giving all your call logs to the government. So has Apple, Microsoft, and Google.
Mm.
What... This seems like we're leading towards a place of absolutely no privacy. Because if the government has this, what happens when people raid the government? Do they go? Do they?
Well, that's the thing.
Do they blow up all these like servers with an atom bomb? Not an atom bomb. There's something.
They're making it impossible if there ever were a like Facebook revolution or like, you know, online revolution where it started to, you know, gear up kind of like. You know, Egypt or, you know, some of those countries that revolted recently. But yeah, I mean, because they're going to be able to see any time that anything is ever mentioned about that, texts, phone calls, anything, and they're going to stomp it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should try. We should test it out. See if we start getting followed.
What, by the NSA? What are you saying here?
Yeah.
What are you saying here? We should give some plans for a revolution. I think we already are, the Highway Diary podcast. Listen up, people.
I think that this should be the headquarters.
Get a legal pad. Get a notebook. Write one. Period. Get an iPod. Listen to the Highway Diary podcast.
You have to get all of these things.
Two. Period. Get some water. Get 3 months of water. Period. Three. Exclamation period. Point.
Don't have a period.
Cut into day, night, evening, rope, sees a gun, shadow, period, interior,
you
three,
would be so good
four,
at this form.
Column three.
Oh my god. It's like listening to movie magic.
Oh, thank you. That's so cute. That's so...
You're welcome.
I've been on a regiment. So I'm gonna start doing this reality show. I got a new job.
No way. What are you doing?
Gonna be an assistant story producer on a show called Nashville Confidential.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And awesome. Back to reality shows. I worked at this place called Deluxe for a while.
Yeah, what is your job going to be there? Like, what would you be doing?
As it's been explained, there's an editor and a story producer and me, and we're basically just... go through all the footage of the show and the field notes and then put the show together.
Make it look like it would be interesting.
Yeah. And so we'll get like assigned like two shows and then we'll do that. And
awesome.
Then hopefully if I get in with these people, I can start, you know, pitching my own shows and get to know how all that stuff.
Yeah. Because they're always wanting new reality stuff.
Reality shit. Hopefully, yeah. It's like Damien Shadows. That's my goal. That's my goal. Damien Shadows to get on something legit. Anything.
That would be bomb.
TNT, PBS,
Funny
Comedy
or Die
Central,
is legit.
FX.
Just not getting paid.
It's not getting a lot of ratings. Okay, I want to talk about something. Look, we're sitting in front of a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And outside of the Taco Bell, there's these lighting fixtures. And they have certain cuts in these lighting fixtures to illuminate out. It looks like a Freemasonic symbol, if you look at it, doesn't it?
It does.
With just the G in the middle.
Inside,
the G is missing, but the whole skull, the compass is there.
It's true.
And the cross.
It's true.
Every time you bite into a taco interior, alien's face, chop, meat, interior, cheese.
Exterior. Dot. Period. That's what a dot is. Have you tried the Loco Taco yet?
No, what's that? Is that Taco Bell Loco Taco? What's in it?
It's a taco or a Supreme Taco. You can get either one with a shell made of either Doritos Cool Ranch or Doritos Nacho Cheese.
I did have this. I had a regular. There's a dispensary that's a half KFC and half dispensary in the same building.
So delicious.
And I wrote a letter to them that they should start like rolling the joints in the KFC skin. A whole meal in one. Got your munchies easy right in one place. Paula Deen. Her career is kind of falling apart all of a sudden. Her contract with the Food Network just got canceled.
Yeah.
I heard her give a speech, and this speech was a little controversial, and I think this one speech started to unravel, and people started to accuse her of a racist. She goes, you know, my grandfather was devastated after losing the workers. You know, he had 37 people on the docket, and I looked at the records, and you know, the next year, you know, it was just, he had no workers, you know, and he was so distraught that he didn't know how to run his plantation, so he killed himself. And it's like, wow, I feel so bad for your grandpa. Owner. So you mean he really broke his back like whipping the shit out of those slaves,
so
you know?
Hard. And then, I actually saw her apology. Did you see that?
Go on.
It's
yeah.
It just seemed like a desperate plea for, please, God, don't take away my show, y'all.
Yeah.
This is all I have, y'all.
Yeah.
I need it, y'all.
But it's like she already has, like, all this cutlery that you can buy. She's already made her whole empire. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's
well, you know, I will say this. I've known some people that have lived in the South.
Yes.
One of the places that I always hated going was my great aunt's, who lived in, I believe it was Georgia. And she was, like, so racist. Like, I didn't, like, listening to the conversation was, like, hard to, like, not say anything. But I was, like, at a super young age, you know, taught, you know, respect your elders, you know, and of course, I can see how uncomfortable my parents are, but, like, everything was the N-word's fault, and, you know, it's their fault that, you know, this is happening in the economy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where are your statistics, woman? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like, it was just that fear of the unknown, like,
mm-hmm.
she just didn't know, it was just ignorance, and, you know, I think Paula Deen comes from a long line of ignorance.
Well, I mean,
shows,
it's,
you know?
I mean, it's not a good thing that her grandpa killed himself. And, you know, I'm sure she grew up with that story.
Yeah.
And, like, her parents would always tell her, like,
and
you
I'm sure
know,
her grandfather was good to her.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
So that's all she knows.
But
know?
Then when you're standing around after all your slaves are gone, like, will someone do what I say for free? There's no one for me to boss around for when I pay them nothing.
I hate change.
I can't live in this cruel world where just my whiteness doesn't get people moving. Kaboom.
You gotta change with the times and the men.
Could be. You used to make a good living just hollering at black people for nothing. Nowadays,
you can't even holler at a squirrel anymore.
It's like, didn't
nothing.
You save any fucking money off the backs of them people? So you're like totally done? You can't scale back and start, I don't
he
know, paying some
workers? He obviously was a big spender. He must have had a large underground dungeon that, you know, put a lot into that.
But, okay, let's also get in another topic here. What did she really do? She taught you how to make food. Do we need her not to be racist? Do we need everyone who makes your food not to be racist? A lot of people are racist, and I eat a lot of sandwiches.
I guarantee you, most of the cooks that have cooked in American restaurants have said plenty of racist things.
I got a Panera sandwich right before I got here. I love it. It was delicious. That person could have just, in their head, been like, I hate this beer, I hate Spix, I hate chicks, like, as they made it, but,
you know,
God,
they're making your food with hate, and it is delicious. It's just
so
too
Paula
good to
Deen,
run out.
Does she have to really apologize for the fact that, you know, she has her own struggle? She thought that, you know, if she could just sling burgers and donuts.
Not that it's okay, but yeah. She's got a restaurant, she'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
She's got so much stuff. She's got so many people that she can yell at now.
How racist is Florida? Is Florida racist?
Half of it... Well, I'm sure most of it is, but... not only that, but the humidity, for one.
Let me get started on the humidity.
Don't even.
In my bunions?
And then the no-see-ums. You heard of a no-see-um, Eric?
No, what's that?
That's a bug. And it's named that because you can't see it. But it bites the shit out of you.
Yeah.
You got it.
I read this thing today. That eating boogers helps your immune system by introducing new pathogens like a vaccine.
Wow.
Antibacterial soap every day can create super viruses in you. Because you're, you know, making every time the bacteria has to fight the... Antibacteria,
so wait
they
a
get
minute.
Stronger.
You're telling me...
Like the Russian from Rocky.
When I was a little kid, my mother's friend's daughters that used to hold me down and pick their nose and make me eat their boogers, they were actually helping me?
Yep. They were introducing new pathogens in a low dose that you can swallow and...
Well, you know what, bitches that I hate? Thank you for that.
Also, if you're allergic to, like, different, if you have allergies to pollen, what you do is you take a local honey, and then that's like a vaccine for all the pollen in your area.
That makes sense.
Same thing with boogers. Connect the dots. This is where you get your information, people. Highway Diary.
I want to see the medical benefits of farts, because I know there are some. They're just hiding it from us, man.
Yep. You can run your car on farts. Methane is a gas. Combustible.
Boom.
Combustion. Interior.
Click,
bacteria
clank.
In your butt.
You know, because just some of them smell so bad where it smells like healthy, like you're eating a salad. You're like, oh my God, this is horrible, but it's good for me.
Yeah, when you're eating a salad, then does like your lover, like Matt, like when he's eating your butt, like complain at all?
He never complains.
There's a lot of information out there in the internet, in the interweb. You're like looking at articles.
Intranet.
You're looking at the Huffington Post. Then you're looking at Yahoo Sports. You're Gawker. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm going from page to page. You go to Highway Diary. Highway Diary distills it into a liquid form that you can drink or
inject
everything
into
else
into your veins.
All the information around you becomes soluble.
Easier to dilute?
Yep.
There you go.
I'm going to play some clips now of some U.S. generals talking about how they experienced aliens. Go.
And I said, UFOs are as real as the airplanes flying overhead. That gave me the dubious distinction of being the first person of cabinet rank in the G8 group of countries to say so unequivocally.
And another U.S. general with also some kind of high degrees and credibility talking about he was on Mars.
To evaluate what's on Mars. And in addition to that, in the early 1980s, I traveled there in the CIA's Mars visitation program.
What is this phenomenon, Ian Longway? When the FBI is always coming out. I was looking at the FBI website. They're like, here are all the files on aliens from 1957 to 1982 or whatever. Some weird shit in there. They're constantly posting all these...
I've read some,
What's going on?
Are
you
an
alien?
Stuff on the internet. Looks a little suspicious, but, you know, it talks about lizard men. The reptile alien race that the Navy and military have already fought with and are keeping a secret...
Is the Bush family run by the reptile aliens?
The whole White House is, my friend.
This is going
talk
deep.
About color lines. Can we accept our alien
Yeah.
Our alien captors.
We just got over the fact that we have a black president. What if we have alien reptile overlords?
They're really green cabinet members.
Are there going to be people racist against aliens? What is with when we're doing Damien Shadows? All our goal is to just try and make it the other one laugh. That's all we're doing when we're acting.
I love it. Yeah.
It's fun because it keeps
it fresh.
A lot
of times we succeed.
So,
which makes it go longer, which is always good.
But yeah, I think it keeps it fresh. I think that when there's like a little kind of twinkle in our eye in a weird way because we just laughed the two previous takes and we're like, this is really fun now.
Yeah,
I think it adds something. And I think
keeps us loose.
That extra scene we did for Wilhelm Skeptisch, I think, was one of the funniest Damien Shadow scenes. That's that.
Excited.
I know you were playing with the. The spring and the
one.
Jack in the Box. It's pretty funny stuff. So check out Debunking Wilhelm Skeptisch on Fun Your Die.
And Calder is.
And Calder's great too.
Hilarious on that.
Yeah. So now what we're doing here is I guess I'm pretty much taking a hiatus on Damien Shadow stuff for a little bit, waiting for this Theater of the Deranged thing to come out.
Do we have a date for that?
Probably before the end of the year. I'd say by December it'll probably be available on DVD.
Oh, very cool. With all the films that are being reviewed.
Yeah, so it's basically a short film anthology, you know, and all that stuff. But I'll probably get you a copy in the next month.
Bomb.
But yeah, so check that out when that comes out. And then Damien Shadows, I'm also waiting for Anna Florett, who edited all the Damien Shadows. She's finishing up with the movie. When she's done with that, I'm going to try to get her to re-edit the pilot and then put that on Funny or Die with some new blooper reels from all the newer stuff we've been shooting. And I'll post that when I'm ready to have an Indiegogo to ask for money to make probably episodes 2 through 9 of Damien Shadows and one episode more of Debunking Mitt Wilhelm Skeptisch.
I'm ready
so,
for
I mean, we're kind of talking sometime around spring next year, probably.
Steamrolling along.
We'll shoot some of that stuff. What? You know what else I want to talk about? You cannot rape a horse if it ejaculates. If it ejaculates, it was into it. Go on. So, Twinkle Time, you're on a kid's show. You do birthdays. And also, you're on Telemundo. And sometimes you're on, like, Aztec TV. Or what is that other
some
one?
Some like that. We've done some couple of those
bilingual
Spanish
ones.
Morning shows.
That's great.
If you will, yeah.
Where you're but way anyways, over your head as far as the language is going on. You have no idea what's going on. And then you're playing birthdays. How does it feel being in the same character and sometimes, like, there's a makeup lady and sometimes it's, like, a birthday party? You know what I mean?
It's
always
high end
birthdays, right?
Lady.
No?
I've always done my own makeup. Definitely. Which is usually just a little bit rosier cheeks. Just a little bit of rouge. Just a little bit of rouge. She's going, you know, for the baby face. He's an innocent teehee. Got him, ladies and gentlemen. I just made Eric Hollerbeck laugh. Wasn't even trying to.
You're just making weird noises.
Just trying to make weird
me.
Noises. And rubbing my cheeks like this. And anything else to plug? Wow, yeah, I really don't have that much.
Well, you're in Monkey Butler's The Barrel, so that's your performer regularly there.
That probably in August, I assume there will be a show.
Improv show in August. Check out monkeybutlercomedy.com. Is it coming together more? Is everything like, you know?
Honestly, I feel, and maybe this is just my insecurities, but I just feel like I keep getting worse. I do a good show or I do a good class, and I feel like there's like a steady decline where I do shittier and shittier, and then all of a sudden I do like one good show or like, you know, that's funny.
Yeah.
But then like I start slowly getting shittier again.
Yeah.
So pretty much a steady pace of shit, 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 shit. Decent, Shit.
That's what the business is. You know? That's what we signed up for. I mean, just tonight, like, I had a stand-up show, and I won the previous two contests in the Yoo-Hoo Room, and I wanted to be, like, bragging about how, okay, I won three in a row.
Three kings.
It didn't happen. I lost today.
But you could still go back.
You fucking roll the dice sometimes. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have to.
But
did you beat him the first two times?
No, it was different people. No, but the person who beat me tonight, I bet, I didn't see it, but I think Chet Wilde won. And I'll try to get him on the podcast. Mm. But he's a funny comic, and, you know, it was his night tonight. Also, I ran into another guy, Stephen Briggs. He'll be on the podcast. I'm just name dropping. Anyway.
This is future podcast.
Future guests.
Coming up.
I'm booking people. I also,
things are happening on this
show. I booked Tom Rhodes in August, and I booked Little Esther in next month. So these are also
him,
people coming
them,
up.
Her.
Yeah. What do you want to accomplish in Hollywood?
I have a golden trailer in every project that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then be able to keep that trailer and melt the gold down.
Uh-huh.
And that'll pretty much set me for life. It's just something in the contract, you know, whenever I get in a project.
So you need to smelt it into 1 ounce coin with your face on it.
Yeah.
And then just live out the apocalypse with that.
Exactly.
Why is everyone so into the apocalypse? What's going on?
You know what I saw today?
Will there be an apocalypse?
I saw This Is the End. Have you seen that yet?
No. Is it good?
It's funny. It's funny. There's a lot of penis and or cum jokes.
Yeah, that's pretty much my demo, if you've ever seen my stand-up.
All right, I'm good. I'm going to come back out now. Just can't look at people in the face when I'm telling that. It's too close to home right now. I love you. You're great. Yeah, also, you know, but the internet just keeps advancing. It just gets easier and easier for gay guys. It's so annoying, you know what I mean? When the Google Glasses gets an app for Grindr, it's going to be like X-ray vision of gay cock, you know what I mean? Just be scared. What's up? I love it. It's like, loves my setups, too. I can't even get there. I found my demo. The girls in the front could not be less interested in it. These girls hate my shit so much. She's loving it. Oh, how rude. So rude. I thought my material was just like making your pussy so dry. It was like hydrating the room, you know what I mean? It's like a tumbleweed is rolling over the bushes over there. It's so dry. You guys hate my shit. I get what's going on. I know.
I was accused by a librarian one time when I was in high school. I picked up a book with Rod Stewart in it, and Rod Stewart was featured in a lot of...
He's always shirtless.
Shirtless. Big nipples. Big nipples for Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
He was shaking his ass in one chaps, and I was just holding up this book showing my friend across the library.
Mm-hmm.
We call this librarian Death Shroud because she always wore like a big black like cloak over her.
Mm.
Very mysterious lady called Death Shroud. Absolutely a joyless woman. She comes up and she goes, were you looking at material, okay, that some people find, okay, some people find it provocative? Okay, were you looking at certain material that, and it was like literally like that. I was like, are you accusing me of looking at porn?
How old were you?
I was 15.
Okay.
I hilarious just go, are you accusing me of looking at porn? And she goes, well, I didn't accuse you of anything. And I was like, that's a book in your library. It was just like that.
You have the shirtless picture in your establishment, madam.
Yeah.
How dare you accuse me?
Yeah. I'm trying to research the 70s.
Did she get red in the face?
She actually turned into a bat and flew away.
Three patrolmen, Sergeant Peniston, Airman Burroughs, and Airman Cabanasack, actually were dispatched into the forest and approached a craft.
The landscape of comedy. There are greats out there right now. Steve Carell, Will Ferrell, Ricky Gervais, Ian Longway,
Tina Turner.
How are you getting in there with those names?
Well, how? Isn't that the question? I still need to do stand-up. This is just something that needs to happen that I've been putting off forever because I'm still looking for my other ball. I found one, so it's like I'm getting closer.
You got your one ball?
And then, but I need... You gotta have that second ball.
Initially, I was not aware of all the details. I was only told of strange lights, and I was sure there was a logical explanation.
To really go up there and sell it, right?
Yeah.
You got your two balls. I can see them, Eric.
And then you get me the shaft. You
hide them from me.
That's how show business works, people.
You look at balls, and you get ahead.
You but give ahead. Okay, look. You're... What do you mean by your one ball? Your one ball is you're making most of your money from Twinkle Time.
Yeah, you know, and I got plenty of excuses, but still a little scared shitless. Go up there, you know, go up there with your own material, all by yourself, nobody in improv to bounce things off of when you're drowning.
The fact that some other civilizations are more advanced than we are may be humbling. It exists, and it's being kept secret by the same vested interests who control our destiny. Who are these vested interests, and what are they up to? Well, Senator, you were talking about a military junta. In my opinion, that is true, but I have broadened and deepened the definition to cabal, and the cabal comprises members of the Three Sisters, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission.
I just made fun of this guy. He's like, oh, you look like James Gandolfini. Are you getting more of his work now that he's dead?
Oh, no. Did that not get a reaction?
No, that went well.
Okay. And what did he keep? Was he heckling?
He was
back?
Fine. He was just kind of like stared at me with like a big jowls, like, oh. You know those dopey guys who, like, once they get in the AC, then they just kind of like shut down and they're just kind of squinting at you, like trying to stay awake?
Like, don't make me engage.
Just those like 45 year old guys who are real fat and, you know, second they get in the fucking AC, they're like,
That's going to be me, because whenever I get under the AC now, I'm just like, I am in heaven.
Yeah. Just like, I'm only standing in here so I don't listen to my wife yap at me right now. Yeah. I'm snoozing in the AC. Don't talk to me.
I got
that was
nice
the vibe
lull,
I was getting from him.
Nice lull of the AC vents.
I'm riding this. I'm eating chicken wings. You know, I'm flowing through my veins. I'm feeling good. Why are you bothering
I'm already happy that you're talking and my wife isn't.
Yep.
But now she's going to be talking to me more because she's going to be like, oh, you were in the show, honey.
Someone shut her up.
Didn't say anything. Why didn't you say anything? You have plenty of material.
I'm living in hell.
Guy. Say a joke.
They were making fun of my appearance, saying I was looking like Gandolfini.
I told you that from the beginning. You look like James Gandolfini.
Someone shut up. Let's see a movie. I'm going to doze in the AC and know the picture screen's not going to talk back in my face. Let's watch This Is the End, because I want to end it all.
I didn't give you a golden trailer, which can smelt down into Ian Longway coins, where you can live out your future in a yacht, paying locals as you go from port to port in gold coins with their face on it.
I'm going to become a pirate.
But
I've already figured that out.
You were a tremendous guest, and thank you for being on Highway Motherfucking Diaries.
Thank you, motherfucking. It was quite fun. I'm glad we finally addressed the elephant in the room. Elephants. What's Ian talking about? You'll have to stay tuned to the next episode, which you probably won't find out.
This is what you have to do. But take this WAV file, import it into Paintbrush for Windows 97. In Paintbrush, there will be a picture, and the picture will be the rest of the map of how the story goes, who the criminals were, whose sexuality is under question.
Oh, yes. Everyone's.
It'll all be answered. input this MP3 into Paintbrush.
If you were worried about not finding out sexual origins and directions, you need not worry anymore, because Eric Hollerback is going to crack those nuts.
All over the face of truth and the anus of justice. Later, motherfuckers!
Peace.